X at SAFM Radio and at Ashraf Garda.
Right, we spoke about my thoughts on Siya Kolisi. Let's find out more about from a different perspective in terms of his impact, right, and his influence with Tsepo Matseba, who's the MD for Reputation First. Tsepo, good chatting to you. Hi.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. So good to be here, and welcome to this platform.
It's been a while, as you would gather. Yes, yeah. So, what do you make? And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at Siya Kolisi now, not as the rugby player, but as the brand, right? When you get Time magazine rating him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world, you as someone who manages a brand and brand reputation, you say what?
Yeah, I mean, and the story of Siya is just amazing. The extent to which he got listed or placed on that top 100 list of most influential people says a lot beyond rugby. Because when you look at the fact that of where he comes from, being raised by his grandmother from Zwide in Tabega, and the hardships that he had to go through, the level of resilience just demonstrated the spirit of the brand. And he could actually play out his story and journey next to the story of major icons and brands such as Nelson Mandela, who went through serious difficulties in their lives to position themselves, but also inspired by purpose throughout to make a significant difference in their communities and in the countries where they come from. And that's what the kind of words that come through to my mind when I think about Siya Kolisi now, over and above the gentleman on the pitch.
That he certainly is. Well, yeah. Now. Outside, you know, when we talk about brands, you know, I'm just thinking about a motor car, and you think about a motor car company, and it's like, that's a brand, right? When we talk about a Siya Kolisi as a brand, right, how then do you evaluate him and therefore put a number to him as a brand? I mean, do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, there are, at some point, we'll go through a process with perhaps with Brand Finance just to test the value and equity of his brand. But at face value, one of the things that we look at when we look at personal brands and sport men as brands, men and women, you look at consistency of their value proposition. And when you look at Siya's story, despite the complexity of rugby as being historically a white male-dominated sport, he was able to blend himself and to show a proposition in that space and deliver on that proposition consistently. He is probably one of the few unifiers that we have in South African sports and perhaps in South African business leadership. And he has done so consistently. So the proposition must be clear about what you offer, but that offering must be delivered competently and consistently over a period of time. And that's what he's been able to articulate and demonstrate without fail. And that, for me, is one of the key ingredients of a clear brand.
Yeah. Now, here's something for you to mull over, right? I mean, I know you don't manage him, but assuming you did, I mean, that would be amazing, right? What advice would you give him now, considering, I mean, he's 30 plus, he's going to come to the end of his career, clearly, sometime soon. He's playing his rugby right now with the Racing Club in France. Meaning, what advice would you give him to retain the integrity of his brand and to still build on that in terms of financial revenue streams and legacy without compromising both of them?
Yeah, so the way he's handling his foundation, for example, in philanthropic work, sets a firm foundation for him to particularly play a role in social impact projects for private companies and public companies. So he can do it for the state, but he can also do it locally and internationally. But in addition to that, nothing stops him from really being a brand that cuts across retail and mobile, and where really he becomes not only an influencer, but an owner of a specific brand. And I would say he should go and study Tiger Woods and what Tiger is doing in extending his brand beyond the golf course.
Only difference, Tiger stopped winning, and you know all about it. That's another whole conversation, right? let's leave it at that.
But from a business leadership point of view, some lessons there to be picked up.
There we are. Tsepo Matseba, the MD for Reputation First, looking at the legacy of Siya Kolisi. By the